right, we are now live and on air. You are listening to Psychic Talk Radio. This is Reverend Adam Lee, and today we are being joined by our co-host, Reverend Lolita, and hopefully Metamorphosis from the chat room. All right, how are you guys doing today?
Doing good. Do we have Meta online?
I'm looking for his area code. Is it 215 here?
Yeah, it's 215. Also, my computer just went down, so I'm waiting for to restart. I don't know what happened.
That's all right. I have a couple of announcements. Hello, Meta. Are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Wonderful.
Yep.
Yes, we can.
Great. Great to be here. Glad to be here.
Always great to have you here, Meta. All right, for everyone tuning in and listening, we are still continuing. Today is the last day on that special $10 for a 30-minute reading. Yes, that's 30 minutes for only $10, people. So please book before the end of tonight at 12 a.m., sorry, and you will be able to get in on that special as long as you make a payment for that before 12 a.m. tonight. That's Eastern Standard Time. And do sorry for the confusion, as I had to cancel the show that was scheduled for today earlier as I was having phone issues and technical difficulties. But we are back on track and able to make it after all, so rescheduled the show for today. Now, Lolita, let me know when you're ready and we can begin.
You're going to help me out monitoring the board because I cannot, I'm not even on.
Okay.
My computer just had a crash on me. So as soon as I get connected, I'll let you know. Just help me out for about 2 minutes.
Wonderful. All right. Well, we're going to go ahead while you're doing that, and I'll see what I can do here. We're going to try and take our first caller with area code 323. And give me one moment. We will hopefully bring you on the air here. All right. Caller with area code 323. Please state your name.
Hello?
And where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Lisa, and I'm in California.
Yes. Hello, Lisa in California. How are you doing today?
Hey, Lisa.
Oh, I'm
Hi,
good.
Lisa.
Thank you. Hi.
Wonderful. How may we help you, sweetie?
Well, I have a question about work and finance. I'm wondering if you can tell me if you see me landing a job soon. I just interviewed for something a couple weeks ago. Hoping to hear back from it this week.
Okay. Well, one thing that I'm picking up right away is that you will get a phone call back. But as I tune in a little bit deeper here to see what's going on, Meta, if you get anything, go right ahead.
Yes, Lisa, I do see that something is coming your way, but there's something about counseling. Is there any? Does this job require any kind of counseling work or anything along those lines?
No, I do theater.
Theater, okay. So are you going to like an advisor or someone who could sort of like a mentor? Because that seems to be very strong in your reading.
No, not recently, no.
Okay. It looks like something is coming your way, Lisa. There's a number three in your reading here, very strong. Comes up a couple of times in your card, in the cards here. So what I'm going to say, I would say that in about 3 weeks you're going to hear something. I don't know. When did you apply for this job?
Well, they said that they would be holding callbacks this week.
Okay.
So.
Well, there's a number three in your reading. So, also, Lisa, you there's something in your reading about someone is not being totally upfront with you or honest. You may want to be careful about that. And it's also under that card with the counseling. That's why I'm questioning, is there anything going on with either someone who's giving you advice, they may not be giving you the right advice.
That's interesting. Okay.
Adam, do you want to take it now?
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and take here. One thing that I'm going to touch basis on is that I'm kind of understanding that maybe the person here that hasn't been totally honest with her, maybe not giving advice per se, but the deception is what I can feel, okay? I'm feeling that this has to do with someone that's been in your love life, sweetie, but not necessarily too close. Like, it's something that was always meant to be in a relationship status, but always kept from at the same time, because this individual, from what I'm feeling, has been very sketchy, and that's the term that I'm getting right now, okay? And I'm feeling that, well, the opportunity for that to have blossomed is still been a touch-and-go situation. There is something even better on the new horizon coming up, okay?
This must be someone from my past, because I'm not dating anyone.
Yes, and it's got to be someone from your past, okay? Someone within the recent past, according to what I'm seeing. And when I say recent, at least within a few months ago, okay?
Ah, so you just see him trying to come back around or something?
Yeah, I actually see him trying to come back around, to be honest. But I feel like you need to ground and do not allow him to return here.
Oh, no. That's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm. The next thing that I'm feeling, the brighter opportunity around the corner on the horizon for you seems to be so much more better emotionally, physically, prosperitably. I'm not saying that they're rich by any means, but they are pretty stable in all senses, okay? There is a little bit of a setback where they have been harmed and they have been hurt from a relationship that lasted for about 12 to 13 years, okay? And that was something that emotionally scarred them. However, they are trying their best to make it into a strength rather than a weakness. And like most people through that situation, they would normally be held back by it. In this case, I feel that he is not held back by it, but only one step closer to reaching his ultimate goal of having a, you know, stable, long-lasting relationship with marriage, okay? I feel that he's learned a lot from this. One thing that I will say to confirm metamorphosis here is that I'm feeling that this individual is skilled within counseling.
Lisa, is there anyone around you that may be challenged with some kind of substance abuse or alcohol or anything along those lines?
If you're talking about an ex, I think that he might have been, but he's getting through that. But I don't really hang out with any of my exes too much anymore.
Okay, because I'm trying to understand why I'm getting so much of this deception and the possibility of some sort of substance abuse and someone who may have been going for counseling to try to help themselves or maybe should go for counseling because of it. I mean, it's very strong in your cards. And other than that, I mean, the reading that I'm getting here is it shows that there's a lot of creativity and that you should stay on track, you know, with who you are and where you want to be with your creative skills because you're going to be successful. But what's thrown in the middle of all this is what I'm getting is this sort of this negative energy, you know. So be very careful about putting your allowing yourself to be in the company of anyone who may be challenged with substance abuse, because this will only deplete your energy and get in the way of your creativity.
Yeah, I know. It's funny because I'm not thinking about a man at all. I really just want to know about work and money.
Well, it doesn't even have to be in a relationship.
Yeah.
It could also be with people that you're involved with, you're on your job or just, you know, people that are around you. You don't want to get caught up in that. That's only will get in the way. And it's not necessarily, like I said, a relationship. It's just people in general. You don't want to get caught up in that negativity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But to get back to your original question about finances, sweetie, Lisa, I'm really feeling that you are on the verge here of having better stability financially, okay? Now, you're going to get a call back from the one place that you're waiting on. I'm feeling that the news will be good, but it will not be good enough. I'm feeling that they're going to come at you with an offer. And I'm feeling that you are going to go ahead and like the offer to a degree, although it is less than what you're anticipating or wanting, okay? Now, there is another opportunity that doesn't seem to be very far off here. I'm feeling in about a day or 2 days prior to your phone call back from them, you will find another job opportunity that seems to be much more financially lucrative for you. And according to what I'm seeing, a little bit more on requirements of your skills than this one that you're waiting on, okay? From what I'm seeing here, do you deal anything with literature or legal matters? Because I'm seeing scrolls and I'm seeing the scales of justice.
Well, I write. I don't know if that has anything to do with literature.
Well, writing does, so maybe that's one thing that's going to actually take off for you. Have you thought about going professional with your writing?
Yeah, I am currently submitting it to other writers and getting their feedback on certain things so that I can register. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I am seeing that taking off for you, but you are going to have something else in the meantime. And that something else will actually help you out very much with your current expenses. And from what I can tell, it's going to provide you that extra pocket money that you need throughout the month. So just feel comfortable, you know. You're not going to have to wait too long before. If you see something, you can get it without having to worry, you know. As long as we're not talking about $300 to $400, you know, dollars an item here every week.
Yeah.
All right, Adam, okay. We're going to have to keep going. But before I let you go, Meta, if you can help me out with this, Meta. But I feel like a wall just came up in here. You know how you get a wall just coming through your whole body? I just felt that energetically. But in her card reading, for that to come up very strong, should I just assume that there might be an issue? And I say assume, but is there an issue that may need to be resolved, which is coming back into her life, which is that maybe the reason why it's so heavily in her cards?
It's possible that closure has to come in. And I do have another question. Is there a pall around you, Lisa?
I know a pall, yeah.
Right, because that name is also in your... In your reading, who is Paul?
It's an old friend from years ago that I worked with.
Are you in communications with him at all?
Not very often, no.
Okay. Well, there you may be hearing from him, or for some reason, Paul is in your cards here, and I don't know exactly why. But getting back to you, Lolita, yes, it's possible that there has to be some closure that has to take place here. And that may be
right.
Why still in cards.
So that all we can say before we end this is just go ahead and really take the advice of these two, maybe, and some closure, whatever is going on, so you can actually help with your career. Because right now that's probably more, it's coming up very dominant in your cards. So whether you want to have a career crush or not, just kind of focus on that, hon, and just release that and kind of deal with it and then move on from it, okay?
Yes. Thank you.
All right, hon. Thank you. Have a great night.
Bye.
Thank you.
All right, you guys.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Guys, we got 12 callers, and I need you guys to help me out. So short and simple.
Okay.
All right.
I see that you're already back in. So thank you,
yeah.
Lolita, for getting
no
right
problem.
In there. Mm-hmm.
Okay, area code 347-969. Please state your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, my name is Maribel, and I'm calling from New York.
Hello, welcome.
Hello, welcome. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. I have a question about a transfer that I'm thinking about doing, and I would like some advice.
Okay.
I was thinking about transferring to a different college around
mm-hmm.
the city because I attend college in the city, but my current college that I attend does not have the nursing program I
yes.
want to pursue.
Okay. And why do I feel like there's a... And not to quote Meta here from earlier, but I'm getting the number 3 with you, okay? It's actually coming in as 2.5, and I'm feeling like it's going to take you a little bit more traveling throughout the day to get to this college.
Oh, okay.
Okay. However, I do feel that you going to this other college, you will be able to get in. Don't give up. You might run into a little bit of some red tape here and there, but you'll be able to get in there, and it looks to provide you with the atmosphere that you need, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. All right, Matt, what are you coming up with, hon?
Yes, actually, I came up with some really good cards. Did you say your name was Maribel?
Yeah,
Maribel, the cards that I have are really very good. To answer your question, the answer is yes about moving on to a different college. But what the cards are saying here, Maribel, is that you are really very, very gifted in a lot of areas, and you have all the tools to achieve whatever you want. But the cards are also saying that it's important for you to learn how to delegate some work. In other words, you may be taking on more than you need to take on, whether it's in school or in your personal life. It's important for you to learn how to delegate work. You also have to be careful of the right side, your right side. It shows maybe, I don't know if you go to the gym or if you exercise, but you want to be careful of the right side, your right shoulder. That seems to be where the energy is not vibrating exactly the way I'd like it to see vibrating. But it looks like there's a lot of good things ahead of you. You mentioned nursing. I think that you can, you can even take that to the next level, whatever that may be, because you certainly do have all the tools to do that. Does any of this make sense to you, Maribel?
Yeah, it does. Eventually, I want to pursue a degree as a doctor. So.
I'm sorry?
I said eventually I would like to pursue a degree in being a doctor.
Well, there's nothing stopping you. You certainly have the ability. Now, is there any issue going on with a male person in your life?
Not at all. Not that I know of, because I have no dominant male personality in my life so far.
Okay. That's not important. I just thought I need to ask that question. But your cards are good from what I can see, Maribel. It also looks like there may have been some conflict in your past, but that seems to have been passed. I mean, I guess that may have been in even making a decision on what you want to do with your life or your career. But just keep going the way you're going. And, again, you have the ability to do or be whatever you want in your life. It's all here in your cards.
Precisely, metamorphosis. I was getting the same thing. One thing that I am receiving, though, as a heads up for you, darling, is that you need to get over the procrastination. I don't care how hard you have to work, okay? And that you need to be persistent in this pursuit of your success, okay?
Uh-huh. All right. Well, thank you for calling in.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Bye-bye. How are you guys? Area code 407-968. Please state your name and the state where you're calling from.
Hello, my name is Karen, calling from Orlando, Florida.
Hello, welcome.
Hey.
Yes, hello, welcome.
Hey.
Good, how may we help you, sweetie?
I've been out of work since April of 2011 and been through a ton of changes and loss. I lost my father in November. And basically, I know he's okay. I have a feeling, but I'm also concerned about getting reemployed soon.
Okay. April 4th is what I get.
April 4th?
Mm-hmm. April 4th.
That's
4 days
away. Wow.
It could be on the 5th, okay? But I am getting the 4th and the 5th here. That's going to fall on a Wednesday and a Thursday, okay? You're going to get the opportunity then to interview for a job and possibly even be hired on the spot, okay? Another thing that I'm getting is that a person you have kind of lost a little faith in will turn around and surprise you within a week and a half.
Wow. Male or female? Do you know?
Male. Romance.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Meta, what are you coming up with, hon?
Yes, I didn't hear the question. Was the name Karen, and did you ask if you're going to be reemployed? Was that the question?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, you have some good cards here. I do see financially things are going to go in your direction. Things are going to be okay for you financially. Is there anything going on with real estate around you? Are you looking to buy or sell real estate?
I've been thinking about it because I've been in corporate accounting for, 20 years, and I'm kind of wanting to not have anything that's as structured or less stressful.
Well, it looks like it's the way to go. Also, what the cards are saying here, Karen, I'm sorry, do you hold on to, it's saying here to let go. Don't go forward and don't look back. That's what I'm getting here. So I don't know if you tend to keep going back and looking at what was or what could have been. You can't undo what was. I'm sorry?
Yes, I do.
Well, you're going to sabotage yourself by holding yourself back looking at the past. You can't undo the past. You only can learn from it. So take what you learned from the past and move forward. Go forward with it. There's also a very good female person around you. I don't know if you have a very close friend around you, a female friend.
Her name's Joanne.
Okay, well, she's a very, very good friend, and she would not give you bad advice. In fact, she feels very close to you. It's almost like you have a very good bond. Keep her close to you because it's important to have good people in your life. Don't look back. Also, the other thing that I'm getting in the cards here that you sort of like go back and forth with your, there are days when you get up, and that happens to all of us, but in your cards it's saying here that some days you get up, you feel strong and ready to go, but then again you let your emotions get to you and it knocks you down. And that's the part where I'm saying don't hold on to your past. I mean, learn from it. I'm not saying forget it. You can't forget your past, but don't live in the past. It's over with. Keep going forward. Does that make any sense to you?
Yes, it does. Very much so.
And
okay.
Before we leave you on that, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, you finish up.
One other question. Is there anything, I'm getting California in your reading. What does California mean to you?
The only thing it means to me is that my mother's sister lives there.
And do you communicate with her?
My mother does. I talk to her sometimes on the phone, when she calls.
Okay, because it looks like I have a female image who may live in California, but for some reason she looks very sad. So that's why I'm asking, is there any communication? Is there something going on there?
She's probably sad. She's been in contact with my mom a lot because of my dad passing.
Oh, okay.
And I think her and my mother are twins. So I think they're identical twins.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
So I think she feels everything my mother feels.
Well, you may want to reach out to her, Karen, and just let her know that you're there for her also.
Oh, okay. I will. Thank you.
Yes, Karen.
Before we briefly,
I know Lolita's going to say something here, but there is something really coming in pretty strongly right now. What connection do you have with your grandmother, sweetie?
On my mother's side, I was very close to her.
Okay, and she's on the other side now, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
She wants you to know that she still loves you and that she's still with you, and there's not one day where she hasn't been by your side.
Oh, thank you. That's a lot.
You're welcome. Well, before we leave with this note, just know that that whatever Meta said to you, you got to really take that to heart, because you can call 10 other different shows, but at the end of the day, if you don't release that job is going to be delayed. So I expect to hear good news from you. So let us know in 30 days how you're doing with that, okay?
Yeah, I sure will, and thank you. And
all right,
thank you for all your help. Many blessings.
You're welcome. Have a great night.
Bye-bye.
Many blessings. Bye-bye.
Bye.
How are you guys? We got to rock and roll. We got 14 callers.
Yeah.
Area code 239. Let's see here. Wait, hold on. A little slow. Where do we go? All right. So area code 239-257. Please state your name.
Hi.
Where you're calling from, and what is your question?
Hi, this is Michelle. I'm from Florida. I just have a quick question. I started a job last week, and I'm just wondering if it'll be stable or not.
Mm-hmm. You're having a little bit of issues already with the people surrounding you in this job, one particular which I feel is of a masculine personality trait, okay? I do feel that things will settle down within this job. You will become more comfortable with it, and you will succeed with it. I feel that your job there is very stable and is not being threatened, as it may seem to be somewhat otherwise.
Okay. Great.
Okay, Meta, what are you getting on this one?
Well, I'm in agreement with you, Adam. I mean, the job looks stable. The only thing, it seems like there, for some reason, there may be some people that's on your job that may be threatened for some reason, you know, and maybe because you're the new kid on the block, that type of thing.
Yeah.
But hello.
Yes.
Hello?
I'm here.
Yeah.
Hello.
But you know, try not to allow. You don't have to own that. You don't have to allow that. You just maintain who you are. Stay who you are. And if you feel what it's saying here that. There may be one person in particular, and I agree with Adam, it may be a male, that may be somewhat of a challenge. Just let him know that, or in your own way, that, you know, you're not, just be kind to him, and if he comes off a little rough or a little tough, you know, like somewhat of a bully, you know, you put a bully in the corner and they're really cowards. So just be very... Don't own it. Don't give into it. Don't think it has to do with you. It's his own insecurity. That's what it's saying here. But your job will be stable.
Okay.
It's up
and
to you. I mean, how you handle it. Yeah.
Yeah. At the end of the day, you can't run from it. It's okay. You need to thank all those people that are giving you a hard time, because it's really making you really dig deep and making you more spiritual. So that's not the question. The question is, how are you going to handle it? And you need to just do it, because anywhere you go in this world, you're always going to face challenges. So are you the stronger person, or are they going to win? And we'll leave you with that.
Okay, thank you.
All right, you're welcome.
You're
welcome. Have a great
thank
night.
You.
All right, guys, area code. Oh, tonight must be a hot night. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
Everybody's home on a Saturday night.
I even had to cancel and reschedule today. This is kind of cool.
Area code 336-257. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question?
Hi, my name is Tammy. I'm calling from North Carolina. And my question is, I'm having a little bit of a transportation issue. And I'm wondering if I should go ahead with my plans or not.
Hmm. You know, the first thing that I'm feeling is that you need to proceed with plans, but with caution.
Okay.
Okay. The other thing I'm feeling is that this has been delayed more than once.
Yes, it has.
Okay. why do I also feel like there's traveling at night rather than the day?
Interesting.
Not for some reason, I feel like the nighttime. I don't know why. It's very weird. But keep your heads up. Try and make sure that you do it during the day, because I'm feeling like something about the nighttime is not sitting well with me. And make sure wherever you're going, you're there by nightfall. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Metamorphosis, what are you getting on this one?
Yes, Tammy, with regard to travel, can you do it after the 4th of April?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
Because right now Mercury is in retrograde, and when Mercury goes retrograde, you have to sometimes keep redoing the things. So can you postpone your travel until after April 4th?
Oh, yes, that's possible, yes.
Yeah, I would postpone it for at least, or maybe to around, if you can, to around April 10th. But what the cards are saying here is, yes, go forward with your plans. Don't let an obstacle get in the way of your plans, because there will always be obstacles, and it doesn't seem like this is the first time you've had obstacles. But if you allow them to alter your plans, you're not going to feel good about that. So go ahead with your plans, just if you can hold off a little bit to around April 10th. I think that looks like it may be a good time for you to do the traveling that you need to do.
Okay. Very well. I will thank
great
you for calling me
that.
Thank you.
Thank
All right.
you.
Have a great night.
Thank
All right,
you.
You
too. All right, you guys. Area code 302-737. Give me one moment here. Okay, please state your name and where you're calling from and what is your question.
Hi, this is Jackie calling from Delaware.
Hey.
Hi, guys. And my question is also about a job. I've been unemployed since June of last year. And do you see anything coming in for me? And if you do, is it going to be a good fit for me?
I'm going to go ahead and pass this one along to Meta to begin with, because this one's all over the board for me.
Wow. Jackie, so I'm turning cards as we speak, and I'm getting some really good cards here. It's just that, Jackie, you may be a little gun-shy now, is what the cards are saying to me. Like, you may have a little some doubt or some insecurities. It's important for you to think positive, Jackie, because are you in the creative type business? Do you do some kind of creative work?
No, sales. I mean, sales can be creative, I guess. But
oh, yes, it can be very creative. It looks like a job's coming up where you may be doing traveling. Now, I mean, have you done any of that before?
A boatload of it, yeah.
Yeah. Well, it looks like you will be traveling, and yes, it will be coming up. Just be careful, Jackie, again, of deception has come up in your cards. I don't know what that's all about. It could either be with someone that you're involved with now, or maybe someone, dealing with your job. But something is coming your way. It's just you have to open yourself up to it. And don't hold on to, again, like I said to the previous call, the one before that, to past issues, because you're blocking it. Open yourself up. Think positive. Be confident. Be confident, because it is coming your way. But you can delay it if you feel like, like a little gun-shy about a job. Do you follow what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. Thank you.
It's very important that you be confident. And be careful of deception. Be careful of someone who may be around you, again, with some sort of substance abuse, alcohol abuse, or someone who has issues of depression. Be very careful of that.
Okay.
Okay.
Adam?
Yes, I'm here. And one thing that I'm feeling is that were you presented an offer by someone or a corporation quite recently?
I mean, not a very good one.
Okay, because I'm kind of feeling like you got offered something, you turned it down, but that was for the better because there is three other opportunities coming. Each one got to be better than the last.
Wow. Do you have a time on that?
Well, I don't have a timeline on that, to be all honest with you, but we're only doing one question per caller on the show today.
If
I had a timeline, I would have snuck it in for you.
Okay.
Well, before we leave you really quick, I want you to, like, shift. You said something that caught my attention. It's never about a job being a fit for you. It's how you make that job, and just know that it's how you make everything. And if that job is not going to be the perfect job for you, just know that it will come. But never go into not knowing and not fearing. Just know that everything is a good fit. And when it's released from you, that your time is up, okay? So have much confidence in that.
Okay.
Great.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, you guys, I think we have somebody from your hometown, Adam. Hold on. Area code 443-889. Oh, that's DC. Please state your name and where you're calling from, and what is your question?
Hi, yes, my name is Felicia. I'm calling from Maryland.
Your question?
Yes, hello, Felicia.
Hi. My question is concerning career-wise. I'm a recent college graduate, and I've been looking for work since I graduated, which was in December. So I wanted to know what my future looks like with career.
Okay. Career-wise, I actually see it blossoming, and I see you doing very well, okay? Mind you, it has taken quite some time for you to even get the slightest opportunity to begin with. But I do see that happening on a timeline of around April 14th to about the 17th, okay? I'm even feeling that you're going to get word from a friend, which is going to point you in the right direction. This friend is an older female.
Okay.
All right. Meta, what are you getting on this one?
Yes. Hi, Felicia.
Hi.
Felicia, I have in your reading something about legal. Is your career, does it involve anything with the law or anything along those lines?
No, not that I know of, no.
Okay, because there's a legal a card that came up that's referring to some sort of a legal matter. But as far as your career goes, it looks like you're going to do very well. I have a lot of pentacles in my reading, which pentacles are usually mean money or good growth or prosperity. And it looks like you're going to do very, very well as far as your career goes. But you also have to be careful about false promises. That's also in your reading here. So if you do go on a job interview, make sure that you have all the proper papers signed, and make sure if you have to make a commitment to a company, just make sure it's all in, you know, as much in your favor as you can, because it's very important that about false promises here, and you want to make sure that everything is documented and works out for you. Also, when you're reading, is there someone, or is there a special occasion, like a party or a wedding, that's coming up soon?
Not that I know of, no.
Because I also see that in your reading that there's going to be, you may be invited to, like a wedding type event.
You know, and let me ask this question to clarify. When is your birthday exactly?
My birthday is 12/25.
Okay. And whose birthday do you know coming up?
Most people close to me, all birthdays are in fall or winter. I don't know anybody's birthday coming up that's on the top of my head.
Okay, because I'm seeing it's going to be an association with the birthday of a person that you know or you know of.
Okay.
Go ahead, man. I didn't mean to interrupt you there.
Okay, is someone going to get engaged around you? Maybe that's what I'm seeing here. Because I see a special event coming up around you.
Not that I know of, no.
All right, well, it would be, you know, let us know. Call back and let us know, because I'm just curious what this special event is that's coming up.
Okay.
All right.
Well, thank you for calling in. Have a great night.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. Hello, you guys. Area code 71, I'm sorry, hold on. 714, please state your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question?
Hi, it's Nathaniel from California, and I was hoping to see something on career and finance.
Hello, Nathaniel. I'm going to pass you along today to Metamorphosis, as it's going to take me a moment to tune into your case.
Thank you.
And what was the question, McDaniel?
It was about career and finance, or just maybe a move, anything you see.
Okay, well, I'm turning the cards over now. The first card that I turned over is to be aware of someone that may try to take something from you. But also it shows here that you are going to hear of something very soon. Someone is going to bring you a message that is going to work for you. It's going to be good. It also shows a lot of... there's a lot of good stuff around you, McDaniel. The only thing that I'm seeing that concerns me is this one card where someone may be trying to take something. Now, do you have a job lined up?
No, I kind of don't. I've heard different things. I'm kind of multi-talented. I was trying to get something that, you know, what I'm good at, but, I'm kind of looking for anything that comes along as well.
Well, what's important, McDaniel, because it shows here, I have the last three cards I turned over are creative cards. It looks like something in the creative field, and it could be, it could be acting, it could be art, it could be music, I don't know, but it's something very creative. But the thing is, it's really important what the cards are saying here is that you focus on an area that you would like, that you would like to head towards, because when you throw out to the universe all these mixed signals, the universe doesn't know really what you want. So if you let's say you focus on, I'm just going to throw something out there, on being a great musician, that's where you have to focus. If you focus, well, maybe today I want to be this and tomorrow I want to be that and I don't know what I want, well, nor does the universe know, because it looks like you're a very creative man. Do you do creative type work?
Yes, my moon's in Gemini, and I got a couple other planets in Gemini, so I kind of all want to do it all, I guess.
Okay, well, Gemini tends to be, it's the twin, it's the sign of the twin, and the Gemini, you know, it can be pulled in different directions. What you need to do is focus on exactly, you know, where you think you would like to be. Because, again, you're sending out mixed signals. Like you said, you're all over the place. Well, that's what you're going to get back. You're going to get, well, I'm all over the place. So if you focus on a particular area that you think you can be passionate about, it will open up for you. It will happen.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Also trying to build up some inner strength on, you know, at the end of the day, you dictate it. Meta doesn't, Adam doesn't, only you do. So, you know, just really focus and don't allow the fear. I know Geminis sometimes tend to fear. Just really, you know, dig deep within and just do what you're truly wanting to do. I mean, I've heard you for a while, and I know aren't you a musician or something?
Yeah, I play guitar and drums and
yeah. Focus on that, you know, and just be really confident. I think when you start having your own confidence within, you're going to find a lot of stuff shifting. But at the end of the day, no one else can change that besides you, hon.
Cool. Well, thanks.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm sorry, Adam. I think I cut you off, didn't I?
Oh, that's quite all right, sweetie. I wasn't saying much.
Okay.
Yeah, but I was just thanking him for coming on air. It's always good when we have Nathaniel come on because he always poses a question that ends up leading us to some really great universal knowledge here.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. I like Nathaniel. All right. Let's see. Area code 773-818. Please state your name and where you're calling from, and what is your question, hon?
Hi, it's Joellen from Chicago. And it's my birthday! I would like to see what do you see for my freelance work? What should I? What do you see? What do I need to do?
You need to ask a direct question. What do you want to get an answer to, hon?
Okay. When do you see me starting the freelance work? When's the best time?
There we go.
Okay, wonderful. Actually, I get the number 5, and I'm applying it to Dave here, okay? So I don't know why, but in about 5 days, something good is going to happen with your freelance work, okay?
Nice.
Whether that be a certain pull or string that you've been waiting on to come in and help you do that, or it's through other means, but I get the 5 days, and you're going to start to see it flowing. Okay. Another thing that I'm getting here is that in the meantime, there is something else that you've been using to acquire finances. And while it will not be with you forever, and you will have to stick with it for a little while longer, don't worry. You won't have to deal with it for too much longer, because by the end of the year, your freelance work will be supporting you entirely.
Excellent.
Okay.
Excellent.
Hi,
yeah.
Meta, what do you have on?
Yeah, so what I'm getting in the cards here, I don't know what kind of work you do. You said freelance work, but can you do? Can you go like out of the country with the type of work that you do?
You're so funny. Yeah, and that's what I'm planning on.
Because that's what it's showing here, that in order for your work to take off, whatever it is, it's not going to be here. It's going to be out of the country.
Correct.
I'm sorry?
Correct.
Okay. Also, what I'm seeing here is you have to be very careful about, how do I put this? You have to be careful not to surround yourself with toxic people. Sometimes, you know, your choices in people may not be very healthy for you. It looks like you're a very talented person. It also looks like you have a certain amount of aggression about, you know, like when you get started on a job or when you do something, you're really aggressive about it, and you are very, very good when it comes to working. You're not afraid to work. But it's also saying here, be very careful about the people that you share some of your ideas with, and also some of the people that you may think will help you to climb the ladder, because payback can be really, really not worth it. Let's put it that way. So be careful about who you surround yourself with. But getting back to your original question, your work will take off, not in this country, overseas somewhere in Europe or something along those lines.
Excellent. Thanks. Great reading, everyone.
Happy birthday, hon, and
you
have a great new year for you, and lots of things will happen for you.
Yeah. Hold on one moment before we let you go, though. There is one slight little message, honey. Get yourself a voice tape recorder, okay, and start using it. I don't know why, but that message was coming in.
Okay. I have an app on my phone. I'll use it.
You got it. Enjoy your night.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, bye, hon. All right, you guys. Let's take the next call here. Area code 727-623. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question, please.
Hi, my name is Lisa. I'm calling from Florida.
And your question?
Yeah, I wanted to know what you see coming up for me for my career.
Okay. All right, I'm going to go ahead and pass this one along to Meta to begin with, and then I will tune in.
Okay, Lisa, for your career, whoa. Lisa, it shows here that there has been 3 disappointments, major disappointments in your life, and what it's saying here is, again, like I said to one of the callers, you don't hold on to any kind of disappointments. It's all about lessons, learning lessons, and not to fall back into making the same, not mistake, but the wrong choice. Let's put it that way. When we deal with things from our past or disappointments, we learn from them. They're really gifts in disguise. Now, it also says here, Lisa, that it's important that you balance your logic and your emotions. You have to keep them in balance. You can't be too logical about things, and you can't be too emotional. You need to find a balance. Lisa, when is your birthday? I'm just curious.
It's in April. It's April 3rd.
April 3rd.
Okay. In a few days.
Yeah, okay.
Happy Heather's birthday.
I'm sorry, Adam, I didn't hear what you said.
No, I was just wishing her a happy early birthday, then.
Oh, happy early birthday, yes. Yeah, it's very important, Lisa, that you do some networking and communications in order for your career to take off. But again, learn from your past issues that you had to deal with. I don't know if that makes any sense to you.
Yeah, that makes sense.
All
okay,
right.
Adam, did you want to take it from here?
Yeah. Were you married, honey, at one point?
I was in a serious relationship.
Okay, and that one hurt you very badly, right?
Oh, my God, yeah, devastated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm getting Garden of Eden with the snake in the bush and all that. One thing that I'm feeling here is that, well, that did hurt you very badly, and you were closed off to other relationships for quite some time, and even now you're not really looking. I feel that there is a new development taking place within the next month for you. Somewhere around the 20th and the 21st, okay?
Yes.
Okay.
And just know, like, if you don't, like, really deal with that, hon, you can actually deter a lot of things to come in your life. So every relationship is a lesson. It's not, you know, you can't really blame it on one person, but just know that you're in that relationship to learn from one another, and once you address it to the universe, you're going to see a lot more things coming your way. And I'm assuming that you are what's before Taurus, Aries?
I'm an Aries, yeah.
Yeah, you got to really let go of things, hon. You got to. You can actually sometimes be your worst enemy. Don't do that to yourself. It's okay. Everything is okay. But just know that every relationship, every job, everything that comes in your way, hon, there's lessons
mm-hmm.
that need to be learned. Just thank it. But you got to learn from it. If you haven't, you're going to have it come again to you in your situation. So don't deter all your blessings that are meant for you. Just have them come quicker, but you can do that.
Okay.
Yes. God takes many forms, and you know, he teaches us lessons in many different ways, hon. So, like we'll be just saying, just heed her words, and you'll be fine. One thing that I do want to tell you, like I said, is that new relationship is going to be awesome, honey. It's going to be everything the last one was supposed to be, okay?
Oh, good. That's good. The last one was very hurtful.
All right, honey. Well, you have a new birthday coming up, so make it a point that's your new year and make it a good journey for you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Have fun. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
All right, you guys, area code 510-395. Take your name, where you're calling from, and please go right into your question.
Hi, my name is Tasha, and I'm calling from California, and I want to know, is it possible for me to marry this guy named Andy?
I didn't quite hear the end of that.
Is it possible for me to marry this guy named Andy and for it to be a longevity marriage?
Okay. Yes, it is possible. However, it does come with its difficulties. For some reason, I'm feeling it's all about the acceptance of the family members or something to do with other people involved that may be holding it back. So.
Okay.
Okay.
I do see it very possible that the marriage can happen and that it would be a successful one at that. But I feel you both are too concerned about others and not enough about yourselves.
Yeah, that's true. That's something we
got to
work on.
Okay. Meta, what are you getting on this one?
Yes, I'm sorry. I did not get your name. What is your name?
Tasha.
Okay, it's not coming out clear here, but okay. Is there a child involved here? Is there a child around you?
Yeah, I have a young child that's very sick right now.
Yes, well, that's very strong in your reading. I know you asked about this relationship and, you know, will it work. When you asked the first question, the cards came up pretty positive. It looks like it can grow. It looks like the two of you, if you communicate with each other, you can work things together. You have all the tools to do that. If you both are able to communicate and listen, really listen to what the other has to say. But it also is saying here, you know, it's about this child. It looks like, is the child under medical care? Is the child being treated?
Yes, right now, yes.
Yeah. It looks like you should be taking this child somewhere else other than where this child is being treated. Maybe change the doctors or go to another country or something, because that's what's in the reading here about taking the child somewhere else for treatment, if that makes any sense to you.
Because right now he's in Children's Hospital. That's it.
Oh, okay, okay. Well, that's a pretty good hospital.
Is it possible that the donor is from a different country? Because he
had
that phone around transport.
That's very possible. But what I'm seeing here is that the child is going to be okay, because it has a lot of good stuff going on around this. Is it a boy? Is it a little boy?
Yes, he.
Yeah,
it's a
that's
boy.
What I'm picking up. A male. There's a lot of good stuff happening around this child, so it's going to be okay. There's going to be a lot of emotional stuff, which is understandable, but there are calmer waters ahead. That's what the card is saying. Right now, you may be a little anxious. Right now, you may be a little nervous. What's going on? You're really being challenged emotionally, but the outcome is going to be okay. It's going to be good, and it's very important that you not lose faith. Hold on to your faith and have that belief that this child is going to be okay.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Hello? Okay. I'm going to go ahead and add to this here momentarily now. Remember, one message coming through for you today is that God lives within you, not just without, and that you have to really believe and have faith within yourself that you are going to be able to get the best possible birth, the best possible outcome. Okay.
All right, have a great night. Thank you for calling in.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
All right, you guys. Area code 858-755. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and please go right into your question.
Hello. I would like to see if you can see for me a love relationship.
Your name, please, and where you're calling from.
Anne. And I'm calling from California.
All right, thank you, Ann.
All right, sweetie. Love relationship should be in about 2.5 weeks. From what I can tell, it's going to get better for you. I'm not getting very much, so I'm going to pass you right along to Med.
Ann, are you in a relationship now?
No, I'm not. I'm looking for the one.
Okay, stop looking. It'll come to you. When you stop, you know, when you try to find something or try to, you know, put so much energy in looking for it, it will come to you. It's what the cards are saying to me, and that number one, you will find a relationship through some sort of travel or what are you in? Do you work, Andy? Are you in? Do you have some sort of a business?
I work, but it's not private.
Does your work involve communications or travel?
No travel, no.
Okay, well, there's something about the way you need to express yourself. There will be a relationship. It's not going to be right away. And I think as soon as you stop focusing on it, you will allow doors to open and things will start coming your way. But as long as you're focused so much on a relationship, you're sort of like stopping it. And it doesn't make sense. I know it may not sound like it makes sense. But if you focus too much, it's like overwatering a plant. You kill it. Just put it out there. You'd like a relationship, and it will come when it's ready to come. You want it to come when you want it to come. It doesn't work that way. If anything, you push it away from yourself. But it looks like there will be a relationship down the road. It's not going to be right away, but it's going to be a very good relationship, a very good one. So just put it out there and allow it to happen. Try, and again, as being humans, we all want to have better control. We want to know when it's going to happen. It'll happen when you let it go. That's when it will happen, if that makes sense to you.
Hello?
Yes?
All right. Thank you for calling, and I'm sorry, you guys. We our show just ended on Blog Talk, Adam. So,
yes,
no, we got one more caller. We'll try to get the last caller. I appreciate you calling in, and I'm sorry about that. Have a great night.
Thank you so much.
Thanks. Bye-bye. All right. I'm going to see if we can get these two callers and take care of them, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And it says we're not live on Block Talk anymore. Hold on. Area code 207-440, please state your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question?
Hi, my name is Vanessa, and I'm calling from Maine. And my question is, I'm currently in a really tough long-distance relationship right now, and I was just kind of wondering what you guys saw coming up for, like, the summer and stuff with me and my partner, Bo.
Okay. I am feeling that there's been quite a bit of difficulty there. I'm feeling that there's been a lot of miscommunications and misunderstandings. However, I am getting that there will be an improvement in that relationship within the communication and the dynamic. I'm even seeing that you guys will finally have the ability to spend that time together. Okay?
Oh, thank God.
Okay. This is not too far along from now. So it looks to me just right around the corner, possibly within about the second week of next month.
Oh, wow, really?
Yes.
Yeah, he's supposed to move up to Maine this summer in June because he's currently in a lease right now in his apartment, and then he's going to move up here, maybe up here with me.
Yeah. Well,
We've just been working so hard on our relationship.
Yeah, the second week of next month is when the communication gets better, okay? And then it'll probably become physical down the road, like you're saying. So we're going to pass you along to Med and see what he's got for you.
Okay.
Well, my cards, I'm sort of like on the opposite end of Adam's on my reading here. It doesn't look too... My cards are not coming up all that great with regard to your question. Is there a very strong male influence between your relationship? I mean, is there a father or a brother that may be not for this relationship?
His father, yes.
Yeah,
I've
okay.
lived with his family for a while, and yeah, so his father, yes.
Is he sort of against the relationship?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. And I'm sorry, what is your name?
Vanessa, and his name is Bo.
No, your name is Vanessa. Okay, Vanessa, sometimes it's not, when you do readings, you always want people to hear the good stuff. But in this reading, I'm not getting good stuff out of this whole reading. I think there's too much in the way. The long distance, of course, is an obstacle, and you know the communications long distance is never clear. And also this male figure that's really sort of in the way of the relationship is really not for it, is actually trying to end it for some reason. I don't know why. So I'm not getting a good reading for you. I wish I could give you better news, but right now what I'm looking at is not good. But what it does say here, Vanessa, is on a positive note that if you just surrender to spirit, the answers will come to you and will guide you. That's what it's saying here, okay. Surrender to spirit, because, Vanessa, you have the ability to and the tools to really obtain what you want for your life. This may not be necessarily what it is for you right now, but that doesn't mean that you're never going to be happy. Sometimes you have to see it for what it is, Vanessa. And, again, this person, this father who's in the way of the relationship is really, really, really not, it's not healthy. It's just not healthy.
Do you think that if he does leave his father down there and come up here, that would be a better chance for our relationship to, you know, work itself out? Like if he's able to get away from his influence?
No, not really, because remember one thing, it's his father.
Right. And be in the way.
Yeah, it's his father, and, you know, I'm sure he cares a lot for you and would like to be with you. But if he's, you know, if he's going to be pulled by, if he's in the middle, his father is on one end and you're on the other end, he's being pulled in both in different directions. He has to, you know, I can't do a reading for him, but he has to work on himself to understand really what he wants and what's important to him. But it seems like his father has a very strong influence over him and the relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, I wish I can give you better news, but the cards are not coming up very positive with regard to this relationship.
Okay, well, I didn't call for, like, good news. I called for the truth, so.
I'm sorry?
Before I let you go, though, hon, don't think that this may not be the end. You know, at the end of the day, you don't want to be part of that breaking up of the father relationship. And also, you really need to look at yourself. How much respect do you have for yourself? Would you want a person in your life that has a lot of issues? Is that what you really want? No matter how much you care, the best thing that you can do for anybody, if you truly love them, such mm-hmm. as your kids, your future family, you got to let them go. Because you will want them to do that for you. You may not see this now clearly, but the best thing is allow him to go through his journey and for you to go through your journey, because you must be going through your process, because other than that, you wouldn't be kind of nothing attracted to those different situations, but this is a relationship that you're supposed to learn from. So really take what Matt is saying to you, and we're all saying this, you know, just really allow people to go through their journey. And if he's meant to return, just know that you too will be at the best place. And just know that you still have a lot more growing to do, you know, and have that inner strength
right.
within you. And just know that you deserve a relationship when it's what is good for you.
Right, I understand what you're saying.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, well, have a good one, hon. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, let's take just one last caller, you guys, and then that's it. And
mm-hmm.
then we have to return one person's call. Hold on. Area code 484, I think you're calling from Philly, 300. Please state your name and go right into your question, please.
WPA.
I'm sorry, I kind of didn't get you on until now. I know you're calling from PA. What was your name?
Tonetta. Tonetta.
Okay, and what is your question?
My question is, I would like to know when am I going to get communication from Jason? I haven't heard from him in about a couple weeks.
I'm not going to be able to answer that question from you, hon. I'm sorry at this time. We appreciate you staying online, and definitely call back next week, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, you guys? I don't tolerate liars. this young lady called all the time. And I won't have that. So I'm sorry, you two.
Okay, that's cool.
Okay, guys, I'm going to sign off. Thank you. It's a pleasure, like always.
Thank you, guys.
Always
an
honor to have you both here. And thanks, everyone, for calling in and listening to our show here on Blog Talk Radio. You've been listening to Psychic Talk Radio. This has been Reverend Adam Lee, Reverend Lolita, and Metamorphosis. Once
we There's no one on air. It's just us three. Hey, Meta?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Adam, you guys, I think everything went really good today as far as the rounds and speaking, so I felt good today. I think all of us are getting synchronized, so I'm actually loving it. So thank you.
Yeah, it was good. It flowed nicely. It did.
Yes,
yeah,
it did.
And I want both of y'all to get sessions booked, but here's the thing. Y'all really love to help people, but I want them to book a session. So really, kind of like shorten it. Especially you, Adam.
Mm-hmm.
I know you,
right,
but I want these people to book your session. I want them to book Meta, because we're both out here to help everyone, right? But
yeah,
I don't want them to not book sessions. So, you know, just by giving them certain questions, you know, regardless, let them give them an interest so they can book. That's all.
Good.
Right.
All right. Once more, thank you to everyone. Namaste and good night.
Thank you, dear. There's no one on the phone, Adam.
Huh?
Good night.
You're so funny. Right. Bye, you guys. Good night.